All right, time for us to get to work today. It's the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way, providing a seamless mortgage experience. Why I somehow seem like I feel like I'm wide awake at 6:03 Eastern Time here in Atlanta, Georgia, where I come to you live from the studios of 6A The Fan in Atlanta, where our Quicken Loans studios are. It's because I slept with a NyQuil because I'm still battling a summer cold, and it's been an absolute weasel thing. I haven't missed a day of work or anything, but it's something I just can't get rid of. It's like relentless, and I'm trying to get rid of it before going on vacation tomorrow. And so I take a NyQuil, probably late in the Phillies collapse last night, and watching the Braves play the San Diego Padres. So I take NyQuil and I'm like, okay, I have to make sure that I'm up because that alarm's going to go off at 4:35 in the morning. Well, that was a bad plan because at around 2 in the morning, beep. And then around 45 seconds later, beep. And one of the smoke detectors in our house is going off. Now I don't know which one's going off because in the townhouse, you've got them, you know, now... God bless you. All right there. Now to code. We've got, we have like smoke detectors everywhere. They build these townhouses to code. So they put them every like 10 feet. And I can't tell at 2 a.m. Christina's still sleeping. She's sleeping through it. And I'm walking around the house trying to stand under each one of them, wondering which one of them, because the sound echoes. Well, we finally found it. And I say we, because I had to get the ladder and then, oh, it was a pain in the butt. But I woke up, and then I just realized that I'm going to be in that fog from a NyQuil. So then I do something I don't usually do. I grab a Red Bull this morning. And so I've got a little Red Bull in me, so I just warn you. You could be in for some trouble today if you start any trouble with me. Just warning you. I will start with this. I love the fact that a sport has now become balanced. And I would say the analogy that I would draw to you is that in the past week, the NBA has become Noah's Ark. And I absolutely love it. I keep hearing, too, by the way, that the 2020 free agent class is going to stink. Maybe true. The 2020 free agents don't look very good. But if I had told you 2 weeks ago, just 2 weeks ago, that Paul George was going to be traded from Oklahoma City, you would have said, they're not trading Paul George. Why would they do that? They did. And then if I told you that Russell Westbrook just 2 weeks ago, Paul George and Russell Westbrook are both going to be gone from Oklahoma City, you would have said, why would they ever do that? You see, we don't know the stories in the NBA. We don't know what storylines are going to evolve because, as I said last week, and I absolutely applaud the NBA players, because more than any sport, any professional sport, and I would say, venture to say, any professional sport in the entire world, the NBA players have done a better job than any of them at understanding that they're the show. They will dictate the rules. They will run their sport. They will push back against convention. They will do things it takes to structure contracts to get their way. What do we have in football? We have divas. And I'm sorry, it's a different sport because of the physicality of it. And I understand the shortness of a career due to injury concerns is definitely something that changes things. But in the NFL, players want their security and they want money and they want money up front. But even when they get money up front, they then want to come back to the negotiating table and get more money along the way. That's exactly how it's not supposed to work. If I go to CBS Sports Radio, and by the way, they'd laugh me out of the building if I did. If I go to CBS Sports Radio and say, you know what? I want to sign a new contract, but I want you to give me 80% of the money up front. And yes, many of these big money star players in the NFL get 70 or 80% of their cash up front when they sign a new deal. It's advantageous to them to have that money in their hands. and it's advantageous to the team to be able to spread it out over the years of the contract. That's why you see these long contracts, and then you see these short annual salaries, and they spread the signing bonus out over the whole thing. So they want the money up front, and then they want to get back to the negotiating table and get paid again. So in other words, memo, I signed a bad deal. I wanted my money up front. I signed a bad deal. Well, now the market's changed, and I want more money. And what you end up having is you end up having holdouts, you end up having discord, you end up having problems. That's the NFL Players Association. The NBA players are dictating the pace of their sport. They're dictating their mobility. They're signing appropriate deals. Say, you know what? I'll bet on myself. I'll sign a 2-year deal. I'll bet on myself. I'll sign a 1-year deal. I'll go 2 with an option. I'm going to wait and get another bite at that apple because I know that the television contract will change. The salary cap will go up and you'll be able to pay me more money down the line. The NBA players have run circles around their professional sports peers. And I know it's a little wonky of a topic, meaning very, very deep in the weeds. But the way the NBA players understand business completely eclipses everyone else. You can say what you want politically about any of the political candidates. You can get in any politics talk you want. But what a guy like a President Trump understands about business compared to a guy like Bernie Sanders, he runs laps around him. He understands it. It's his field. It's his business. All politics aside, that's just an understanding of business. The NBA players are running circles around management, running circles around their league. Dictating things. And I absolutely love it. I love business. I love money. If you've listened to the show for a long time, I love studying money and studying business and studying how to invest. And that was some of my life before I left for the world of sports radio. I absolutely love seeing young athletes be smart about structuring contracts, be smart about dictating terms and being where they want to be. Making their own way, carving their own paths, finding ways within the rules that they've agreed to in a collective bargaining agreement to dictate policy. For the NBA players, you guys have become a collegiate course for professional athletes on how to dictate the terms. You're the show. When there's a big concert, Lady Gaga or Justin Bieber or whoever, you think Beyonce says, oh, yeah, I'd like to go on a concert tour. Just dictate the terms to me. I'll sign the contract and I'll show up. BS. She's telling them, I will show up at this time. I will sing for 2 hours. Get me an opening act. I will have, by the way, all the merchandise stands all over. I need half the merchandise stands in the venue to be controlled by me and my staff. I need this in my locker, in my dressing room. I need this for my entourage. Stars in every other business, movies and television and concerts and music, they all understand how to dictate terms. The NBA players, brava. I give you a standing ovation because you guys have understood business better than any of your professional athlete peers. And I will make the prediction right now, sign it in Sharpie. The NFL players will sign a stupid deal that they will be complaining about within the first year. They will sign a new collective bargaining agreement and be bitching and complaining about it within the first year. Because you know why? They won't have the guts, the acumen, or the just intelligence of business to understand how to dictate terms as the stars of their game. All right. I couldn't be in a better mood today, though. Even with the 2 o'clock wake-up call, getting out a 9-volt battery, even with the Red Bull in my system, which, by the way, I don't understand. Hey, Anthony, you don't do these things, right? You don't do these Red Bulls, right?
No, never had a Red Bull in my life, actually.
Okay, I would suggest not doing it. And I did the sugar-free. And I even feel it's a little like jazzy. Maybe I just have to get used to them. Maybe it's just that. I don't drink coffee. So maybe, it's just a little much. But I want to say right off the bat, getting ready to go to Las Vegas always puts a smile on my face. And I'll fly out tomorrow morning and do my annual summer sojourn out to the desert. And I absolutely love it. To me, it's a fantastic trip. And if you've never done it before, drop me an email sometime. I'll give you some pointers if you've never done the trip before, because I hear a lot of people that are, and it's one of the best guy things to do. And one of the best things is marry a woman who is very cool. Guy, if you're going to get married, marry a woman who is very, very cool that says, yes, there can be a vacation in the family where you can do some family time. You can do some husband wife stuff, but you can have plenty of time to do your guy stuff too. Marry that woman. Find her. I was lucky enough to 17 years ago, but I'm so excited just to go out to a place where, again, you dictate the terms of your vacation. Now, my daughter and I will go to Topgolf. My daughter and I will do this virtual reality thing that they've got at the MGM Grand, which is the craziest thing you've ever seen in your life. If you like the virtual reality and games and being able to, go through the whole immersive sort of 4D experience, it's ridiculous over at the MGM Grand. So we'll do that too. But I also will find great joy in sitting and watching baseball games on big screen TVs in a sports book. I will find great joy of sitting by a pool and reading a college football magazine and getting in the water when the temperature gets a little much. And people always say to you, go to Vegas in the summer? I'm like, yes, I live in Atlanta. Are you kidding me? The summertime in Atlanta, I might as well be on the surface of the sun. The heat in Vegas is child's play compared to the heat and humidity of Atlanta. Feels like you're in heaven dealing with it. Yeah, I'll give it to you. And so if we cross paths this week at a blackjack table, I'm not talking to you. Just a little heads up. I hope to meet you. If I see you out there, I won't be talking to you at the blackjack table, though. And if you sit next to me on the plane tomorrow, I'm not talking to you either. I talk all the time, constantly, never shut up. But at a blackjack table and on a plane, and if you sat next to me at church, I'm not talking to you at church while we're in the sanctuary. So church, blackjack table, plane. If you ever want John to be quiet, that's where it's going to be. Just for the heads up. So if I was to, I always run into people out in Vegas. Always meet people out in Vegas.